Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library Podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Noni, and she has been working with the summer reading program here at the library. She's in high school. What grade are you going into next year? 11th grade.
Wow.
And she very graciously agreed to read a book and review it for our show. The one that she picked was Bang. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Okay, so it's about a family. And it's taking place in, like, the hood or whatever you want to call it. And so the brother had recently got shot, the 7-year-old brother. So the dad's basically trying to make his other son man up, but he doesn't also end up dead. Because where they come from, a lot of people are just shot for no reason. So he does, like, unbelievable tasks and this crazy stuff to make him try to become a man. And he has gone through more stuff than, like, a regular person would, and he's only 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you give us an example of one of the tasks?
Oh, well, he took him and his best friend to the woods and go on a camping trip.
Oh, no.
And they thought he was going to the car and come back because it was raining, it was storming, and he said he's going to get to the car and bring it back so they can dry out in it, and he just left them. Like,
that's horrible. Yeah. I guess with the goal of them finding their way back or something. Mm-hmm. How long did that take them?
About 3 weeks.
And then, 3 weeks?
What?
When
Dude.
They came back, he kicked them out again. So, like, he kicked them out in the streets.
Was he just like, you didn't make it back fast enough?
No, it's like, you made it back, so I guess you can survive on your own now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, he used it as proof that they obviously don't need to live at the house.
Yeah. So that's his way of trying to tell him, be a man.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't want you to, like, spoil anything, but I feel like it would be safe to say that the dad is the antagonist, like he's the bad guy.
He's not really
is it kind of like one of those?
I wouldn't call him the bad guy. He's not a good guy.
Okay, that's fair.
I think he has good intentions, but he doesn't execute it well.
He doesn't really know how to go about doing what he wants to do.
Things.
Yeah.
And actually, sometimes I feel like stories where you really can understand the other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if you can just see where they're coming from, and be like, I think you did the worst possible, most illegal way to do that, but I understand, like, what your fear was and what drove that.
Wait, didn't he leave them with food or anything?
No.
They had to scavenge.
Good grief.
There was other people on the campsite, they helped them out, but he left them with a phone and a gun.
Dude,
it's like a scary Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Like, I'd like to use my phone. Alex, is the dad the only one in the family after the son dies?
The mom's there,
okay,
but she was not really stable after her son died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like she would still bake cakes on his birthday and sing happy birthday.
Oh, that's heart-wrenching.
Like, make his bed and, like, play with his toys and stuff. Like, she wasn't really stable, so he sent her to Kentucky to try, because every time she goes to Kentucky, she gets better, supposedly. So that's when they went on their camping trip.
Okay.
Wow, okay. So she's grieving the loss of her son, so he takes the other son and tries to lose him?
She gets back and she's like, where's the other one?
She didn't even know where his son was.
Oh my gosh. Was she even aware of what was going on then? Okay.
Because after he came back to the house, after he found his way home, he sent her out again, and I think that's when she found out.
Okay.
Because he called her when she was home and told her what he had done at the camping trip, and then he kicked him out again, so he's trying to look for him.
Wow.
So is this book mostly about the relationship with the father, or are there other relationships
Other relationships. It's like, it's everything that led up to it. He has relationships with his best friend, which is Keely. He had relationships with his best friend's cousin, Mumu, his brother, Jason, his mom, his grandma, his cousins. But then he's just alone. So half of the book, even though he has all these people, he's still alone.
Yeah. So why did you choose this book?
I actually have read this book about 10 times.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
That's awesome.
I've been reading this book since, like, 5th grade.
Okay. I did not expect that answer.
I just love it. It just stuck with me. It's, like, 5th grade.
Okay.
Now, I know the author has written a lot of really, really acclaimed books. Have you tried any of her other works?
Yes. I've tried Money Hungry. I tried the other one. It's like a follow-up of Money Hungry. Read that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you like those as much as you liked Bang, or is Bang still, like, in your opinion, the best?
One.
Yeah.
Money Hungry falls in second.
Okay. So at least she's got two hits for you.
Yeah.
And the other one after Money Hungry, the follow-up. That was nice, too.
Okay. Does she write about the same kind of, like, situations, like family environments and things like that, or are they all kind of different?
Money Hungry was, like, so she's with a family. They're also not very on the rich side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she, like, saves up her money a lot. She like, loves money, but she doesn't like to spend money. So, like, she has money hidden under her pillow, under her bed. Like, any little change that she gets, she keeps it. And she, like, just saves it up and saves it up.
Does she have a plan for it? I know we're getting a little bit off topic.
I don't think so.
But then... She just wants it?
Yeah. Her dad comes back and just takes it all.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Because her dad hasn't been there for a while. I guess he comes back, takes all her money. And so, like, she, like, starts stealing for it to get it back.
Wow.
She starts, because she loves money.
So what kind of reader would you recommend Bang to?
Anyone, really. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to read it, read it.
That's fair. Do we have it in the library? Is it in the teen section? Or...
Yeah, it's in the teen section. I checked it out right there.
Okay, so you can't have it right now as of this recording.
Probably never again.
She's just going to check it out every 3 weeks. Okay, so what we do, I know this is your first time on the podcast. We're going to go ahead and put some music in post-production. I don't know, survival manly music.
Okay.
And then we are going to go ahead and ask you 5 rapid-fire questions. You don't have to explain them. And Leslie will go first.
How would you describe the author's writing style?
She's also a poet.
Oh, like, that's cool.
Every book that she writes at the beginning is like a poem leading up into the story. So it has something to do with the actual story. Like, the poem she wrote about before Bang started was Boys Ain't Men Yet. And they actually used that line a couple of times because he kept telling his father that boys are not supposed to be a man yet. There's just a lead up to it.
Yeah.
And he just wants his son to be a man at 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Which character in the book do you identify most closely with? Like, which one did you read about and you were like, I know where this person's coming from?
Probably the main character, Man. That's his name. Probably Man, yeah, because... Just the stuff he goes through and how he feels, it's just sad. And like, people don't really understand him, what he goes through.
Okay.
What do you think Man's biggest flaw was?
He wasn't that much of a good kid. He had really issues ever since his brother died. He started smoking weed and he was like, he cut himself like one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started getting violent, he beat up people.
So kind of like a cascade of choices.
Even when he was homeless, I don't know if he had a choice, but when he was homeless, he would, like, steal from people to try to get food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then after a while, he started to kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he liked making people scared of him.
Yeah.
After a while, he got better.
Okay, so I know you said the first time you read this was around 5th grade, so you may not remember, but why did you first choose this book? Like, what attracted you to it?
It was actually the school I had went to. They gave everybody a book. Like, we were supposed to read it as a class, but they thought it was too, like, mature for us, so they ended up taking it away. But I ended up reading more than everybody else, so I picked it up again.
I always felt like that was the best way to get people hooked on something, would be to eventually be like, oh no, this is too mature, so you have to wait.
And be like, never mind.
It makes it irresistible. What will be your lasting impression of the book?
Lasting impression.
Yeah, like
let's say something that will stick with you forever.
10 years from now, 20 years from now, you think about it because you've read it 10 times. It's quite a time investment.
Is it Boys Ain't Men Yet?
Probably. They're not. I think people think one thing makes you a man, like if you posted like a thug or something, people think they're men or something, but they don't actually know the actual meaning of being a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they don't know how. They just think it's because they're on their own, but they don't know what people actually go through
mm-hmm.
and what you have to do to actually become a man. Mm-hmm. And there's no rush in becoming a man. Like you could just, it takes time to be mm-hmm. mature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely don't want to make your 13-year-old son become a man.
That was a little overboard, but...
Yeah, it's a little overboard.
Just a little bit.
Okay, is there anything else you wanted to add about the book or the author?
They should really read it. It's good.
It's good. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. See, this wasn't so bad, was it?
No. You're not playing with this the whole time? Yeah.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.